Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 3, text 13. Katam,
katam
sutaya,
sutaya
pitra,
pitra
geha,
geha
kautukam,
kautukam
nishamya,
nishamya
dehaha
suravarja
nengate anahuta api abhyanti saurudam
hartur
rudor
Kritas
cha ketanam
katam
sutaya pitrageha kautukam nishamya deha suravarya nengate anahuta apyabhiyanti saurudam Artur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Artur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate
Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Sauradam
Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Sauradam
Partur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Partur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate
Anahuta Apyabhiyanti
Anahuta apyabhiyanti sauradam Artur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate
Anahuta
Anahuta apyabhiyanti sauradam Partur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Katam
Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Sauradam Artur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam
Katam Sutaya Pitrageha Kautukam
Nishamya Deha Suravarya Nengate Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Sauradam Artur Gurur Deha Kritascha Ketanam Katam, how? Sutaya, of a daughter. Pitra,
geha,
kautukam, the festival in the house of her father. Nishamya, hearing. Dehaha, the body. Suravarya, O best of the demigods. Na, not. Ingate, disturbed. Anahutaha, without being called. Api, even. Abhiyanti, goes. Sauridam, a friend. Bhartuhu, of the husband. Kudoho, of the spiritual master.
Deha
kritaha
of the Father.
Cha and
Ketanam,
the house. O best of the demigods, how can the body of a daughter remain undisturbed when she hears that some festive event is taking place in her father's house? Even though you may be considering that I have not been invited, there's no harm if one goes to the house of one's friend, husband, spiritual master, or father without invitation. Tanme prasidedam imarchavan panchitam kartum bhavan karuniko patar pati vayatmanortheham adhagra chakshusha nirupita manugrahana yachitaha. O immortal Shiva, please be kind toward me and fulfill my desire. You have accepted me as half your body. Therefore, please show kindness toward me and accept my request. Rishi Ruvacha Evam Giritra Priya Vipashita Pratyabhya Tata Prahasan Suhit Priyaha Samsmarito Marma Pidak Kubhagishun Yana Hako Vishra Sridram Samakshataha. The great sage Maitreya said, Lord Shiva, the deliverer of the hill Kailas, having thus been addressed by his dear wife, replied smilingly, although at the same time he remembered the malicious, heart-piercing speeches delivered by Daksha before the guardians of the universal affairs. Purport. When Lord Shiva heard from his wife about Daksha, the psychological effect was that he immediately remembered the strong words spoken against him in the assembly of the guardians of the universe. And remembering those words, he was sorry at heart, although to please his wife, he smiled. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a liberated person is always in mental equilibrium in both the distress and the happiness of this material world. Therefore, the question may now be raised why a liberated personality like Lord Shiva was so unhappy because of the words of Daksha. The answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Lord Shiva is Atmaran, or situated in complete self-realization, but because he is the incarnation in charge of the material mode of ignorance, Tamagun, he is sometimes affected by the pleasure and pain of the material world. The difference between the pleasure and pain of this material world and that of the spiritual world is that in the spiritual world, the effect is qualitatively absolute. Therefore, one may feel sorry in the absolute world, but the manifestation of so-called pain is always full of bliss. For instance, once Lord Krishna in his childhood was chastised by his mother, Yashoda, and Lord Krishna cried. But although he shed tears from his eyes, this was not to be considered a reaction of the mode of ignorance, for the incident was full of transcendental pleasure. When Krishna was playing in so many ways, sometimes it appeared that he caused distress to the gopis, but actually such dealings were full of transcendental bliss. That is the difference between material and spiritual worlds. The spiritual world, where everything is pure, is pervertedly reflected in this material world. Since everything in the spiritual world is absolute, in the spiritual varieties of apparent pleasure and pain, there is no perception other than eternal bliss. Whereas in the material world, because everything is contaminated by the modes of material nature, there are feelings of pleasure and pain. Therefore, because Lord Shiva, although a fully self-realized person, was in charge of the material mode of ignorance, he felt sorrow. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Udave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Vagramatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodhi Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kapasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaurabhaktananda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Sati is continuing to request Lord Shiva, I want to go, I want to go. The festival is going on, everyone else is going, I want to go also. Maybe I'm not invited, but that's okay. If one shows up at the home of one's father, one's brother, one's spiritual master, then no invitation is required. You can just come. So I haven't been invited, but no harm if I just go. But so now Lord Shiva is about to reply. Prachapyatta Prahasam, smiling. He knows that this is not a very good proposal, that it's childish. Prabhupada comments in Bhagavad Gita that women are like children. So this is a childish kind of request. A thoughtful man wouldn't have been so disturbed about going. No, disturbed by a desire to go. But childishly, she thought, let me go, there'll be no problem. Lord Shiva knew better, therefore Prahasan. Suhrit Priyaha Sangsmaritaha Mama Pidaha Kuvak Ishun Yan Ahaka Vishwasrajan Samakshita. But still Lord Shiva remembered the insult by Daksha. Naturally, the context was such. She was asking to go to the home of Daksha. And Lord Shiva remembered, this is the same Daksha who insulted me. Marma Pidaha Kubak Ishun, with heart-piercing words. Someplace it's said that the insulting words are more piercing than arrows. The arrows only pierce the gross body, but the insults pierce the heart, the subtle body. So the insults of Daksha were heart-piercing, marma, piercing one's very substance. Piercing the heart. Kuvak, nasty words. Vak means words, and ku means malicious, nasty. Deliberately, his purpose was to insult. Not that simply he said something unwise or thoughtless, but deliberately he insulted Lord Shiva with kuva, malicious words. Avisrasrajam, samakshita, and in the presence of everyone. In the presence of everyone. Privately, if one says something insulting, that may be disturbing. But in a big assembly of all respectable people, to be insulting in such a way was certainly disturbing, or cause of disturbance. It's mentioned also that when Draupadi insulted Duryodhana, Duryodhana was invited to the palace fashioned by Maya Danava, and the palace was fashioned in such a way that it was difficult to tell where there was floor and where there was water. So Duryodhana became bewildered and stepped into the water, fell into the water, thinking that it was solid floor. And Draupadi laughed. And others were present, and so it was particularly heart-piercing. And similarly, when Draupadi was insulted, she was insulted in front of the entire assembly of respectable, supposed to be respectable men, Bhishma, Dhritarashtra, and everyone. So it was a huge insult. So here also, Visvasrajam Samakshita, Lord Shiva was insulted in front of the entire assembly of very respectable persons. So it was a great offense, and Lord Shiva remembered it. Samsmarita. So the question Srila Prabhupada raises is why he was disturbed. Tulya nindatma samstutihi. In the Bhagavad Gita, a symptom of a self-realized soul is that he's equal, he treats equally glorification and insult. Tulya nindatma. Nindatma means insult. And samstutihi. Samstuti means praise. Ninda means insult. So tulya. And tulya means balanced. It treats them equally. These are the symptoms of a self-realized devotee. So Vishnu, Prabhupada asks that if he was a self-realized devotee, then why was he affected by these insults? Of course, it can be said that he remained quite sober. Lord Shiva's dhira, he's sober. So he could have cursed Daksha, he could have retaliated, really could have killed him. So many things Lord Shiva could have done. But he just silently left the assembly and did nothing further. So he was quite sober about the thing. You know, we're insulted, we publish a reply in the newspaper, or we hire some guys to beat the guy up, or we punch him out ourselves, or we yell at him, or in some way we retaliate. But Lord Shiva didn't retaliate. He just quietly left. But still, samsmarataha mama marma bidha kuvati shun. Still his heart was affected. He felt it. He felt it. So why did he even feel it? That's the question that
comes up. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur answers that Lord Shiva is slightly affected by the mode of ignorance because he's in charge of the mode of ignorance. Lord Vishnu is in charge of the mode of goodness. Lord Brahma is in charge of the mode of passion. And Lord Shiva is in charge of the mode of ignorance. And because he's in charge of it, he's somewhat affected. If you've ever visited a mental hospital, you might note that the staff seems just a little bit strange. Have you ever noted that?
Yes.
The inmates are crazy. They're lunatics or they're mentally unbalanced. But sometimes it's a little hard to tell whether the staff with the staff from the inmates, because the staff seems a little unbalanced also. They're functioning, they're clinically sane, but it always seems, or sometimes seems, that they're a little strange. And that's not unexpected, because all day long they're associating with madmen. So for them to become a little mad is not surprising. Association is so effective that way. By association, an honest man becomes a crook, or by association, a crook may also sometimes become honest. And by the association of sadhus, one's whole life can change by spiritual association. Therefore, one is advised always to associate with sadhus, devotees. Shadushange, shadushange, sarva shastrakoi. Lava matra shadushange, sarva siddhiva. All the Vedic literature advises that one should try to get the association of a pure devotee of Krishna, or, saintly persons, Krishna's devotees. Because even by one moment of that association, one can attain all perfection. Nard Muni attained perfection by short association with the Bhakti Vedanta sages. And there are many other examples. So, association is like a crystal that reflects whatever it comes in touch with. We reflect what we come in touch with. The Lord Shiva is a little bit affected. Kshiram yata dadhi vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahita tat pratigasti heta yasam bhutam apitata samupayati karyat govindam adipurusham tamang bhajami. Lord Shiva is almost on the level of Vishnu, but not quite, because Lord Vishnu is never in touch with the modes of material nature, and Lord Shiva is married to the material nature. His wife is the personification of the material nature. So he's affected, as milk turns when it comes in touch with lemon or tamarind. So Lord Shiva is affected, slightly affected by the contact with the modes of material nature. And therefore he's not on the level of Lord Vishnu. One time some sages were discussing who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Among the three deities, generally Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are taken to be in charge of cosmic manifestation. One in charge of creation, one in charge of maintenance, and one in charge of destruction. So the sages were discussing who among them is supreme. And they deputed Bhrigu Muni to do some research to find out the answer to the question. So Bhrigu Muni went to see Lord Shiva Bhrigu Muni is Lord Shiva's brother, and he went there to see him. And when Lord Shiva saw Bhrigu Muni, he immediately stood up to embrace him. But Bhrigu Muni responded, "Don't touch me. Get away from me. You're contaminated. You're dirty. You're all covered with ashes. And you're wearing these skulls of dead bodies, bones, skulls. So it's very inauspicious. So get away from me." So it was a verbal insult. And Lord Shiva became angry. And he picked up his trishul, his trident, and he was ready to kill Bhrigu Muni. Just angry. But Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, calmed him down. No. After all, he's your brother, he's his age. So Lord Shiva was pacified. Then Bhrigu Muni went to Lord Brahma, and he'd gone to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma is Bhrigu's father. So he insulted Lord Brahma by not offering respect. You know, suppose we come into the presence of the spiritual master and we don't offer respects, we just sort of wander in. "Hi, how you doing? Everything's all right." So that's just the fact that we walk in and don't offer respect means that in the mind there's some offense. If my mind were clear, I would be offering respect to my spiritual master. And if I'm not offering respect, there's some insult there in the mind. It can be detected. This person is... how come he's not offering respect? Something must be there in his mind. So Brahma detected that, and therefore he felt insulted. But by his intelligence, he controlled his anger. So he was affected by the mode of passion, but he controlled it by higher intelligence. Then the next offense was the one we've described, where he offended Lord Shiva verbally, not just mentally, but verbally. Then he went to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was lying down, resting. And Bhrigu Muni kicked him in the chest. So it was a corporal offense, physical. And Lord Vishnu awoke and at once apologized, "My dear sage, it's my fault that I neglected to receive you when you came. I was sleeping and I neglected to attend to you. So please forgive me. And now my chest is also very hard. So you must have hurt your foot. So please forgive me for that also." He was very apologetic, very calm. So Bhrigu Muni went back to the assembly and reported that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's not affected by the influence of the modes of material nature. Lord Brahma was affected, Lord Shiva was still more affected, but Lord Vishnu was not affected at all. So there are so many manifestations, demigods, and so on, expanded from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. And the demigods are his subordinate expansions. Okay, are there some questions?
I was wondering. wondering if Brahma and Shiva, they are affected and they are really exalted personalities spiritually. What do you speak of the ordinary living entities trying to cultivate spiritual life? And as we know, for devotees, it is said that, you know, they have got that kind of boon from Lord Krishna that they can overcome this they can overcome these dualities of the material energy. But still we find, when we look around, we find, you know, even great devotees have, I think, also can't, you know, fall down, or rather they diminish from the high level. So what can be the remedy now?
Remedy is Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, they're still practicing, but still there is so many misunderstandings.
Therefore, one has to become purified. Mam treyo vyavacharina bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samiti jaitan prabhuya. By offenseless chanting, by practice, by self-purification, one has to become free from these influences. Tams tatiksha subharta, even if there may be some provocation, one should be tolerant. In this way, gradually, by the mercy of Krishna, one can hope to be promoted above the influence of these modes of nature. Something else?
It's mentioned that
husband and wife are one. Yes.
In the case of Lord Shiva, when Lord Shiva became angry, then Parvati has tried to calm him down. But in the case of Lord Vishnu, although Lord Vishnu didn't become angry with the counsel of Lord Vishnu,
she became angry.
Yes, so how is the balance?
Yeah. Women's nature, if their husband is insulted, then they become also insulted. Women are more emotional. So, in the case of Lord Shiva, that emotion was manifest as a sentiment for the sage. Don't kill him, Bhrigumuni. He's a Brahmin, he's a sage, he's your brother. So, some sentiment. And the opposite way, when Lord Vishnu was insulted, Lord Vishnu was very calm, but Lakshmi felt insulted. My husband's been insulted. Similarly, when Chitraketu Maharaj gave some insult, then Lord Shiva wasn't insulted, but Parvati became angry and cursed him. So that's woman's nature. Something else?
Can we say the Vishnu was affected by the mode of goodness, that's why he acted in that way?
No. Mode of goodness doesn't affect Lord Vishnu. But even if you think he's influenced by the mode of goodness, in his case it's pure goodness. Goodness unmixed with passion and ignorance. So that's spiritual goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. It's found only in the spiritual world. Is that okay? Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glories to Srila Prabhupada.